Next case, please.
The next application is 11,803. TAC Beacon 1 LLC seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as a cell center. Sections 115-32A and 115-210A. A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Clubhouse Road and on the west side of Main Street and Banks Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 170. Specifically, again, it's a special use exception for a manufactured home type structure as an office. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive 8 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy Green. Address is 20184 Phillips Street, Rehoboth, Delaware, 19971.
Okay, right here, sir, you get you sworn in as well. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Sipple, 8 William Beezer Drive, Garnet Valley, Pennsylvania, 19060.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Yes. Thank you.
The men in black.
We even clearer.
You'll meet whichever one.
Good evening,
Good evening, sir.
Members of the board. My name is Robert Sipple. I represent TAC Beacon One as the applicant, the owner of the parcel, and the developer. We're here to request a special use exception to mobilize a manufactured home structure and have it operate as a sales center. My company is doing the development, and we've aligned ourselves with Shell Brothers as our home builder. So I brought Tim Green with Shell Brothers with us tonight to go through some of the particulars and details about the sales center.
Okay.
Good evening. Solitude on White's Creek is a new home subdivision in Ocean View, Delaware, off Clubhouse Road, consisting of 119 single-family home sites. Site improvements of the first phase of lots is underway with the expectation that construction on customers' homes will commence in December of this year. Our plan is to release the community for sale to the public in early August so we can leverage the summer selling season. However, site work won't be far enough along for us to commence construction on our permanent sales center, which is located on lot 119, which I'll show you in just a moment. Until approximately November of 2016. Therefore, we are seeking a one-year special use exception to place a temporary sales center on home site number one. Let me just stop there so I can bring that up for you. Okay. So our temporary sales center will be placed here on lot number one, and our permanent sales center would be placed on lot 119. We feel this exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties for the following reasons. First and foremost, as you can see from from this photo, the sales center has a clean and beachy appearance that we feel complements the surrounding homes. We spent the last 2 months completely refurbishing the facility and are proud of how it's turning out. As you can see, it's obviously still under construction, but we're approaching completion here. Secondly, the sales center will be positioned on home site number one in such a fashion that it faces Clubhouse Road. This will result in a very attractive appearance as neighboring residents drive and walk by the community. All the setbacks will be adhered to as well, which I believe is shown on the plan that you have in front of you. Mm-hmm. The landscaping package will contain a variety of flowers, shrubs, and trees to create an inviting and natural space, as illustrated by this picture here. We have arranged for wastewater to be collected under the sales center and a holding tank that will be completely enclosed and won't be viewable to the public. And it'll be pumped out on an as-needed basis by Clean Delaware. The sales center will have an exterior motion-sensitive lights that will illuminate the parking lot to provide for a safe and secure site. We will maintain the right-of-way along Clubhouse Road which would be basically from this property corner here to the entrance, which will help increase overall curb appeal of the community while under construction. If site work progresses as planned, we'll be transitioning our sales team into the permanent sales center in March-ish, and the temporary sales center will be removed from the site altogether. And lastly, the sales center will be staffed from Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., with one to two of our employees. Therefore, the property will be staffed daily and can address any concerns brought forth by neighboring residents, should there be any. It's for these reasons we feel this exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and we request a one-year special use exemption for our temporary sales center. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll start, see if you have any questions. Mr. Rickard, then we'll start with you. Please.
What's your first name?
Tim Green.
Tim, you did a good job. You knew exactly where you were going with this, and that's what we have to know.
That's why I brought him with me.
Good. You did a good job. Good job. You feel, remember now, you're up here asking for 1 year. You don't feel there's anything going to go wrong in that situation. You said March is going to be when you're deck off on your demo house. Is that correct?
I feel strongly that March is actually going to be potentially our outside date. We could sooner than that. So I didn't want to overreach and ask for an extension beyond 1 year when I really didn't think it was necessary. And
well, that's good.
Should one year come and go, then we'll be potentially seeing each other again.
Okay, so you stood on the exception will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Bertman.
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson.
Questions.
Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Chubb.
No questions.
I have, no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11803. The presentation was excellent, and also the fact that the exception will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
That's for 1 year, Mr. Richard.
That's correct.
Okay.
One year.
I have a second by Mr. Workman. So all those in favor, case number 11803, Mr. Mills.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11803 is approved for 1 year.
Thank you, members.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
And ladies.
Next case, please.